या वै श्रियार्चितमजाद भिराप्तकामेर योगेश्वरेरपि यदात्मनि रासगोष्ठ्यां कृष्णस्य तद् भगवतः चरणारविन्दं न्यस्तं स्तनेषु विजहु परिरभ्यतापम्
सावै श्रियाचितमजादिभि आप्तकामे योगेश्वरे अपि यद् आत्मनिरासगोष्ठ्यं कृष्णस्य तद् भगवता चरणारविन्दं न्यस्तस्तनेषु विजहु परिरभ्य ताप
यवा श्रियार्चितं अजादिभिर् आप्तकामैर् योगेश्वरीर्यत् अपि आत्मनि रासगोष्ठ्यं कृष्णस्य तत् भगवत चरणारविन्दं न्यस्तं स्तनेषु विहाय परिरब्धकपम्
Not fluently.
Two lines fluently.
What is the meaning?
The meaning is, I can only say general meaning, Gurudev.
Hmm?
Only general meaning I can understand. It says that goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, yeah, even Brahma, or all who have obtained mystic power, even great sages, only by their mind they can worship the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. But these gopis, yeah, they have embraced the lotus feet of Sri Krishna during Ras festival, and they have placed them upon their breasts so that all their distress, yeah, is gone.
Distress?
Yes. Tapa.
Vidro kam. Kam tap.
Yes.
The warmness of
heat of lust. Heat.
Transcendental lust.
Yeah. What meaning?
Krishna's lotus feet are worshipped by Lakshmi Devi, Brahma, those who are aptakam, and the yogis, but only within their minds. The gopis are burning in the heat of separation from Krishna. So in the rasa dance, by keeping their lotus feet on his lotus feet on their breasts, they completely remove all of the heat of separation, viraha, from Krishna.
Very good.
So Sri Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, and Lord Brahma and all the devatas, they are masters of mystic perfection, yet they can only worship the lotus feet of Sri Krishna by mind. Yet, in the Ras dance, Sri Krishna placed his lotus feet upon the chest of the gopis, and in this way, they embraced those feet and they gave up their distress in the form of separation.
Yo.
Yave Striyashitam Ajadibi Aptakamir Yogeshvarir Api Yat Atmatni Gopa Rasa Goshtam Krishnasya Yat Bhagavata Charanaravindam Yastam Staneshu Vijahu Parirapyatapam.
Meaning?
So here Uddhava is explaining the glories and exalted position of the gopis, that he's glorifying the gopis in the way saying that Lakshmi Devi, who is the goddess of fortune, doing so many austerities to attain Krishna's lotus feet, and Brahmaji, who's Aja, who's unborn, and the demigods and all those who have attained mystic perfection and materially are fully satisfied, they can only worship those lotus feet in their mind. But then what to speak about the gopis? They are so exalted that during Rasa dance, Krishna, seeing their anguish and their heat of separation, he is putting his own lotus feet on their breast, and thus their calm is distinguished.
What is the purport?
Guruji is saying that that the demigods, Lord Brahma, Lakshmi Devi, they cannot embrace the lotus feet of the Lord. Only within their mind they can have that. But he's praising the gopis again, saying that they are able to have the lotus feet of the Lord upon their breast, and thereby relieving that separation that the gopis are feeling from the Lord.
What is the specialties of gopis?
That they're praying almost no limit.
What
they are praying Mahabhav, Rudabhav, no limit.
What is their speciality of gopi? In this slope.
Yesterday you said gopis, they can control Krishna. So by their desire, to please Krishna, they are even able.
In this world, people think that who is aptakam, they are the greatest.
Who is aptakam?
Who is aptakam, they are the greatest.
Hmm.
But even the aptakam, yogis and they could not touch this lotus feet, only by mind.
In mind also, even.
Yeah. Even they try by mind, they could not do that.
And Lakshmi,
he sees they are but could not attend in Ras dance. Not possible Lakshmi for to give enter in Ras dance. But gopis, they are always with Krishna. Krishna embracing them, they embracing them. And when they have transcendental lust, then they embracing Krishna's feet on their breast and they remove their desire.
Even Brahma Lakshmi,
Lord Shiva, anyone
cannot
come.
Have the lotus feet of Krishna in meditation even.
Lakshmi only,
but gopis are so fortunate that very feet, they whose Brahma and
Lakshmi
not coming in meditation, they put that feet on their breast and remove their
virahata. The transcendental mode.
Even here, Ajadivi Apta Kamoi, Adi means not only Brahma, even Lord Shiva and others also could not hold his feet.
Very good.
Who is Apta Kam?
Also, you have explained in Gopi, in Gopi Git, you are explaining that gopis are always worried. Krishna is going out in forest, his feet may be hurt, they may be injured. So that's why they want to keep them on their breasts, to give them soft place.
But they say their breasts
tomorrow
are very hard.
Yeah,
they are fearing.
Vande
yeah.
Nanda Braja Istrinam
Padarenum
Nafiknasa
Yasang Hari Kathodi Punati Bhuvana
Trayam.
Gurudev, in this shloka, are the gopis taking Krishna's feet, or is Krishna himself putting his feet on their breast?
Gopis.
The gopis are taking his
embracing
feet.
By force.
By
they are
force.
Keeping.
Okay.
The lotus feet of Krishna.
So they are taking.
Krishna is somewhat
hesitant.
Semi.
Oh.
Hesitating.
Hesitating.
Yes, same. But.
Oh, today, yogurt,
Muri,
and
wow.
Also
grapefruit.
Isabgold, you know?
No grapefruit.
Any English name?
Isabgold.